A reading from the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 11, verses 20 through 24. Jesus began to reproach the towns where most of his mighty deeds had been done, since they had not repented. Woe to you, Chorazin! Woe to you, Bethsaida! For if the mighty deeds done in your midst had been done in Tyre and Sidon, they would long ago have repented in sackcloth and ashes. But I tell you, it will be more tolerable for Tyre and Sidon on the day of judgment than for you. And as for you, Capernaum, will you be exalted to heaven? You will go down to the netherworld. For if the mighty deeds done in your midst had been done in Sodom, it would have remained until this day. But I tell you, it will be more tolerable for the land of Sodom on the day of judgment than for you. The Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. Jesus is astutely aware of the workings of the human mind. As he travels from village to village, he is routinely confronted by those who can neither hear his good news preaching of the unconditional love of God, nor see his good works of healing and deliverance as signs of God totally present in their midst. Jesus' heart aches as he witnesses the human mind tighten its grip on cherished beliefs and stubbornly resist any awakening to greater understanding of God. In the face of hundreds of years of teaching and tradition, Jesus' invitation to a change of mind borders on blasphemy. Jesus knows that the consequences of refusing truth are severe. Thus, his words of correction are strong. Woe to you, Chorazin! Woe to you, Bethsaida! Woe to you, Capernaum! You rejected the way, the truth, and the light for the sake of your dead law and traditions. To change one's mind is not easy, particularly when that change of mind involves a belief about God. Jesus himself could not shake the mindset of the Jewish faithful. Centuries of religious practice held firm. My hunch is that if we are honest, we can empathize with the crowds who, even after experiencing and witnessing Jesus' powerful presence, resisted the transformation of mind and heart that his teaching and example demanded. In a matter-of-fact sort of way, confronted with the necessity of change, the ego mind retorts, "My mind is made up. Don't confuse me with the facts." To change one's mind in the pursuit of truth is an act of courage. It necessitates willingness to check out facts that may challenge my own way of thinking. if I hold my personal opinions, ideas, and perceptions lightly, and listen deeply to another, I may rediscover the unfathomable mystery of God alive in me, just as Jesus said.